And welcome back to KDS 94.1, KZDY 96.3. Coach's Rewind, talking to Smith Center coach Mike Rogers, a big 16-6 win over a tough Chapman Fighting Irish team at home on at Hubbard Stadium on Friday night. All in all, 16-6 victory. How'd you feel the team played?
Oh, you know, I thought we were a little tight and we pressed a little bit. And I think our kids wanted to be real good, and they were really – I put a lot of pressure on themselves, and there was a lot of penalties that were thrown that day. And so, you know, we stopped ourselves a lot. But, you know, the kids stuck together. They didn't get down on each other. They didn't start harping at each other and stuck together, and they found a way to win at the end. So that's what's important. We're always happy to get the win.
Coach, it was 6-6 on the online scoreboard forever. Talk about that 6-6 battle with the Fighting Irish.
Yeah, I mean, both. I think there was 35 flags thrown overall, so really neither offense could really get in a rhythm or get something going, and it came down there in the fourth quarter, and they punted and had us pinned back at about the one-yard line, and we had about 5 minutes to go in the game, and so we did put a nice drive together and got to about midfield with about a minute and a half left, and we threw a 50-yard touchdown pass and got the two-point conversion, and then turned around and kicked off and got them trapped deep. And then we got another safety there at the end of the game to get to that final score, 16-6.
Well, Coach, as you watch film Sunday night, always a great tradition up there watching film at the Hubbard Complex. Kind of tell us about the things that you really liked about your offense, defense, and then some of the things that you want to clean up this week before you play a really tough Phillipsburg team.
Oh, you know, like we talked about earlier in the first interview, we really feel like our offensive line's a strength. And, you know, we started the game, we were really ripping off some good yardage and some good running plays. And you know, we had about two or three first downs in a row. And then the penalty started flying in, and we just got into unfavorable situations, you know. I mean, I think we did have one third and 25 or 30, and we converted that and got a first down that drive, but then we got some more penalties and got stopped, and so it just kind of seemed like it was like that the most of the game, of stopping ourselves and getting in kind of unfavorable yardage situations, second long and third long, and because of the penalties. But we just got to clean up those things, and I'm sure that we will. Usually the most improvements from the first game to the second game, and so we'll just focus on that.
Well, Coach, defensively, you give up six teams to a mighty fine Chapman Fighting Irish team. Talk about that defensive line and linebackers and defensive backs.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can, they had some good athletes and some good speed, and, you know, they were kind of a bend but don't break, and they hurt us with some plays here and there, but we did a good job for the most part of keeping them out of the end zone. They did run the option one time, and the quarterback got free and got in there, but for the most part, we kept them pretty well in check.
Well, Coach, you play a Phillipsburg team that kind of was one of the surprises on the scoreboard for a lot of people around the state, beating Plainville pretty good. Talk about the Panthers. They've got some speed, always a great game, and talk about going in, taking on the Phillipsburg Panthers.
No, you know, Smith Center, Phillipsburg, always a good rivalry game, and they're a well-coached team with Coach Coombs, and he's got a good staff, and those staff's been there for quite a while, so we're pretty familiar with them, but they'll be well-coached. You know, they got some explosive players with Hrenik, and he's a kid that's got the speed that can, you know, take it the distance in any time. So you just really got to be quick and get to the ball and tackle well, or else he'll hurt you. So I don't know that they even had their starting quarterback that first game. I heard he was sick, and so they had to play somebody else. But we're anticipating their quarterback from last year will be back and probably do a little bit better job of executing their offense. So we'll have a tough challenge ahead of us, but we need to – you know, convert first downs and move the ball and end up putting the ball in the end zone. But the less we play defense, the better off we're going to be.
Well, Coach, I know you're one to always look for the next game, and Phillipsburg is the most crucial game right now, but the rest of us kind of look around the state. What was anything around the state or the MCL that surprised you just a little bit over the weekend?
No, I was a little bit, you know, not knowing what everybody's got back. I mean, I know Norton lost a good class, but was a little bit surprised by that score with Oakley, and then, you know, gosh, who doesn't in the state? You look at Andale, scores 104 points, you know. I thought I read that their varsity only played 15 snaps of offense that game. So, you know, I just wonder what it would be like watching a game like that. So those are some big of the surprises that we saw.
Well, Coach, always an honor and pleasure to talk to you about Redmond football, and big game at – where's that game at this week?
It's at Phillipsburg.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yep, always a challenge going into Phillipsburg to play the Panthers, especially this year when both teams are pretty solid. And you guys are going to find out in a hurry where you're at. And best of luck this week. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.